بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأولين والآخرين سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم على آله وأصحابه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. ما شاء الله. Welcome to our second gathering on the book Al-Ajrumiyya, an introduction to the scaffolding of the Arabic language. The first time we started, we talked about kalam, right? The conditions of proper speech. The Shaykh, he said, Al-Kalam huwa lafzu al-murakkab al-mufidu bil-wada', that proper speech is spoken, that is two or more words, that is a complete thought, yani, that is beneficial, and that it follows the syntax of the Arabs. That takes us now to the second chapter, and this actually is a very invigorating chapter. I remember when I was studying Arabic for the first time, and I was intimidated, man. And my teacher, he said to me, in Arabic, there's only three parts of speech. I said, wow, in English there's eight. He said, in Arabic there's only three. And I got excited, and he said to me, the Quran and tafsir and hadith and fiqh and the newspaper, anything, any form of Arabic communication, religious or otherwise, is only going to be made up of three parts of speech. I said, subhanAllah. So Imam Ibn Ajrum now, he begins to identify the three parts of speech in Arabic. And he says, rahimahullah, wa aqsamuhu thalatha, ay aqsamul kalami thalatha, the parts of kalam are three, thalatha, ismun, wa fi'lun, wa harfun, ja'a li ma'na. He says, nouns, verbs, and articles that come with meaning, or letters that come with meaning, if you want to translate it literally. MashaAllah, that's it, man. That's all you need to understand and be fluent in Arabic, to understand the Quran, to increase your khushu' in salah, to cry when you read the Quran, to cry when you read hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to have a more enhanced relationship with faith that you can find through the portal of the Arabic language. These three parts of speech. Again, he says, وَأَقْسَامُهُ ثَلَاثَ إِسْمٌ وَفِعْلٌ وَحَرْفٌ جَاءَ لِمَعْنَى, that the parts of speech are three, ism, fi'lun, harf. Somebody may ask, why do scholars, because you'll notice this as we go through text together, our next text after this is a book called Mulhatul I'rab, you'll notice that scholars note that they would always start, you'll notice that scholars always start with nouns. Somebody may ask why. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I heard from one of my teachers, when He created Adam, the first thing He taught Adam was what? وَعَلَّمَ أَدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا, was the asma, the nouns, the names of things. So scholars like to follow that type of logic, right? That type of logic. So the first part of speech is a noun. Example of a noun, Suhaybun, Al-Qur'an, Huwa, Alladhi. Those are all examples of nouns. Mecca, Medina, Palestine. All those are examples of nouns. Hiya, Fatima. All those are examples of nouns. Ulama, they said, Al-Ism, ما يدل على معنى في نفسها ولم يقترن بزمن. That a noun is a word that directs to meaning which is not restricted by tense. So Suhaib, that directs you to me, but it's not like in the past, present, or future. The next word or type of speech that we find in Arabic is fi'l, verbs. The plural of verbs is af'al. And excuse me, the plural of nouns is asma, asma. So ism is the singular, asma is the plural. For verbs, fi'l is the singular, af'al is the plural. Examples of verbs in Arabic, jalasa, yajlisu, sayajlisu. The ulama, they said, الفعل كلمة تدل على معنى في نفسها واقترنت بأحد الأزمنة الثلاثة. The ulama, they said that a verb is a word which directs to its own meaning, but is restricted by one of three tenses. التي هي الماضي والحال والمستقبل. Past, present, future. So let's quickly go back. اسم كلمة تدل على معنى في نفسها ولم تقترن بزمان. A noun is a word which directs to its own meaning but is not related to tense. A verb, كلمتون, a word, تدلو, that directs على معنى, to a meaning, بنفسها, on its own. ولم, ولكنها, however it, تقترن بأحد الأزمنة الثلاثة, is related to one of three tenses. التي هي الماض, which is past, الحال, present, والمستقبل, future. Future. We have three type of verbs. And I'm going to make this as simple as possible, and we'll unpack this in the future. The first is a past tense verb. It's called ماضي. ماضي. For example, جلس. جلس. He sat. The second type of verb is present future. مضارع. Called مضارع. مضارع. We'll talk about in the future that the word مضارع in Arabic actually means متشابه. Something similar to something else. But now most people think مضارع means مستقبل, the future. But we'll talk about the story of Hafiz Ibrahim and the ulama of Azhar that happened almost 100 years ago, subhanAllah. But المضارع, its true meaning is that it's similar to something else. Meaning here, similar to nouns. We'll talk about that in the future. But for the sake of brevity and ease, let's just say المضارع means المستقبل, the future. An example of مضارع, I'll take the verb in the past, jalasa. The مضارع, you'll notice that suddenly there's a ya in front of it. يجلسو. يجلسو means he's sitting. I can say sa, seen, sa يجلسو, or سوف يجلسو. That seen and that word سوف take مضارع from the present to the future. So يجلس, he's sitting now. سيجلس, he will sit. سوف يجلس, he will sit. So how many verbs have we taken now? Two. ماضي, past, جلس. مضارع, present, future. يجلس, سيجلس, سوف يجلس. Remember that scene in سوف that came before مضارع, because they're going to come back very soon and play a pivotal role in your recognition of verbs. The last type of verb is called أمر. أمر is an order. So اجلس, 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 sit, sit down. It's a command. It's very important in fiqh, in usul fiqh, because الأمر يفيد الوجوب. In the Quran and in hadith, when we find the form of an order, it's understood that that thing is an obligation. Usually. Remember that. That's very important. So how many types of verbs have we taken now? Three. ماضي, جلس. مضارع, present, future. يجلس, سيجلس, سوف يجلس. And the command, what's called أمر. أمر with Hamza. أه. Not عين. أمر. 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 اجلس. Sit. Sit. The last part of the speech that the Sheikh mentions is والحرف جاء لمعنى, literally translated as a letter that comes with meaning. Because there are some letters that come with meaning, like for example, seen. I just gave you that earlier. سيجلس. I said the letter seen means future. So seen is a harf. Harf means letter. Seen is a harf that can have meaning. Unlike, for example, say the letter زي. If you just write down the letter Z, it has no meaning. But if you write down the letter Sin in the right context, that harf, يأتي بالمعنى, brings with it a meaning. Ideally, the Sheikh, he means prepositional phrases. Prepositional phrases. But there are also other types of articles, letters, that are not prepositional phrases that also come with meaning. that also come with meaning. So حرف جاء لي معنى. So he took three parts of speech, mashaAllah. Ism, فعل, حرف. Some examples of حرف quickly. من, from, في, in, إلى, to, عن, from, في, inside, لي, to, and so on and so forth. So, ism, فعل, حرف, جاء لي معنى. Again, the Shaykh, he says, وأقسامه ثلاثة اسم وفعل وحرف جاء لي معنى. Next time we're going to pick up something really important, and I'm assuming that that question may be stirring in your head right now. جزاك الله خيرا بارك الله فيكم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.